Among Parnell's budget vetoes yesterday was a $100 million cut to projects for Anchorage. However, that still leaves $460 million in appropriations for the city and the Anchorage School District. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
In a written statement issued late yesterday afternoon, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan agreed that some cuts from the legislature's $3 billion plus capital budget needed to be made. In April, he'd predicted as much to the Anchorage Assembly shortly after the legislative session ended.
I know to really make any dent in a budget that's in the billions, you're probably going to have to look at some big-ticket items, and there are certainly ones for Anchorage.
However, some large Anchorage projects remained intact. Funding for the state crime lab and several of the city's high-need road projects, as well as $20 million for the port site. Some gubernatorial cuts in the Anchorage area include $3 million of a $5 million appropriation for an Alaskan Special Olympics training center, almost $9 million from an approximately $13.5 million for a new blood bank of Alaska facility, $3.65 million for the LUSAC library capital improvements, leaving $1 million, cutting completely the $1.6 million for the Sullivan Arena upgrades and zeroing out a $300,000 upgrade improvement for the Ben Boeke Ice Arena, and approximately $70 million in various road and drainage projects. Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como noted the district's requests had emerged largely unscathed.
I'm absolutely thrilled with the number of school projects that stayed in the budget.
That not only includes a large ticket item like a $21 million state match for the Service High renovation, but also dozens of small requests for individual schools. More good news for the school district came from the operating budget signing.
He's signed off on the third year of the three-year commitment on the education funding increase for next year, which we, of course, based our budget on.
In his response, Mayor Sullivan did not protest any of Governor Parnell's veto choices. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.